The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. Yeah.
The Improvised Musical Podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That one is...
Jess McKenna. That one is...
Oh, we've never done it this way. Zach Reno. Oh my gosh.
What a wild thing to put...
Off Book 3.5. What a wild time. This is still an improvised musical where we do that and we sort of record it and give it to you for you to listen to. We don't do it alone. We do it with Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Engineer Choo Choo Brett on the fret.
Ooh.
Ooh,
you love to hear
fun pedal.
And we got Dana Wick and Dana Wicks on the sticks. The sticks are producer producer jobs. Those are her sticks with which she works today.
That's right.
And morale and excellent use of emojis, I guess, is the sort of... Those are all part of being on the sticks.
So that feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sticks are really... Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I just looked up.
Let me see.
Oh, this is so silly.
Let me see up.
I got to get him. I got to get my husband later. I was...
You got a bug.
You know, I went to go get... I was out and about this morning, and as I was leaving, we have just had a large shipment of paper towels, and I said, hey, if you're in the mood for sort of a little task to get your day going, you want to undo those paper towels and put them away? And he was like, I don't know. Those are the paper towels you like, so it kind of feels like it's your job. And I was like, uh-huh. And so I came home, and he had undone the box of paper towels and broken down the cardboard, which was nice. And then I walked in, and there were basically like stacks of paper towels all over.
Like a fun gingerbread breadcrumb trail?
Yes, like a fun breadcrumb Easter egg paper towel hunt.
Oh, and now you have just found one somewhere high up in your room?
just up on the top of the shelf. I've just, because we did then put them all away together, but then now I'm looking up and there's just a roll of paper towels.
He's hiding them around. It's like you're going to the Trader Joe's where they hide the animal every day. Do you know that about the Trader Joe's?
No, that's actually where I was this morning.
Oh my gosh. So Trader Joe's
first time since quarantine. I was so excited.
Oh yeah. I haven't been since.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's hides a stuffed animal somewhere in the store for like kids to look for.
Aww.
So that's what's happening at your place, but with paper towels.
That's right. And you know, they're unbleached brown paper towels, y'all.
Okay.
Shout out.
That's good for the environment,
that's right.
I think, probably, right?
That's
Why
right.
do we need the paper towels to be white?
Yeah.
We don't
seems
need
silly.
Them like I'm getting rid of a mess. I don't need to make the paper towels don't need to be
they don't need to
with
glow.
The color of the
yeah,
mess.
Yeah, they don't need to glow up.
Do you remember when they cut that song out of Pocahontas, Paint with All the Colors of the Mess, and they thought that they needed to change it and make it better? We're not going to do a musical about Pocahontas, Scott. Don't start playing right now. That's not our story to tell. But I like the idea that a paper towel is your stuffed animal. And was because there were like, I, as a kid, affixed... like personalities. What's the word when you do that to things?
Personified.
I personified.
Or like, anthropomorphized.
Anthropomorphized is the word I was looking for. So like all of the things, it makes it so hard to get rid of things because I love them all and their personalities that I pretend they have.
We go now to a little boy and his box of tiny treasures.
Let's see.
Well, you can't get rid of me. I'm a pebble you got out of your sock. Remember when you were walking on me and I hurt you and the hurting would never stop.
And you can't get rid of me. I'm an empty toilet paper roll. But you thought that I was a very small telescope. Treasures, all that you love. So many treasures, all things you love. I didn't even mention the marbles, the horseshoe and the glove. There's so many treasures, they're all things you love.
It's me, your first binder clip, so much bigger than a paper clip. Remember you saw me, you thought I could do a trick. I can hold binders together with this binder clip.
And it's me, the chip clip, a much longer and different type of clip to keep your open bag of chips zipped. That's what I do, I am a chip clip.
So many treasures.
You love
things that you love.
So many treasures. Things that you love.
It's me, the pine cone, and me, the feather from a dove.
So many treasures. All things that you love. And what about me? A single just concerned. I'm just concerned because it feels like he has a box of trash under his bed. You know?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm just saying I love our son. I think he's a wonderful boy.
You know, I just feel like it's in a box. If it were loose, I'm just saying, Jared, if it were loose, I'd see mm-hmm. what you're talking about, because I don't want a bunch of loose garbage, but it's in a box, so it's sort of a treasure trove for a young boy.
Joanne, I understand, but when we put garbage into the garbage can, mm-hmm. that garbage is still contained. It doesn't cease to be garbage because it's in a container. Some of the things I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the glove. It's a sequiny glove. It's very fun. The multiple clips. Clips are like fun puppets that you can do.
And you can use them to organize. You know, when we bought that too big a bag of tortilla chips and I said, we're not going to eat these fast enough before they go stale.
I was wrong. Eggs on my face for that one. My stomach was bigger than my mouth and I thought, I can eat salsa all day, and it turns out.
But then Georgie came down with that chip clip. And, you know, we still ended up with stale chips because it was far too big a bag.
Much too big.
But it lasted longer than we thought. You know, I just feel like when a little boy has it, it has a different context, you know? It's different than if it's a bin in a gutter that we have to roll out. And the sound is so loud. When you hear other trash cans, it's so loud.
It's loud. And weirdly, the more things you put in the trash bin, the quieter it gets, because it weighs it down. Because the loudness is from the can bumping on the ground.
That's right.
And I always forget to take it out until late at night, and I worry about what my neighbors think when I'm rolling that bad boy out to the street.
If it's too late. Yeah, you don't want it to be too late.
I guess even trash can be fun, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Even if it is trash.
That's right. Even if it is trash, it can be fun, and it's still fun for you and me, just in a different way than our son. He likes collecting little bits of trash and putting them in a box like a stash. He likes holding on to those things because of all the joy that they bring. And you and me like the loud, loud sound. We like making loud, loud sounds that we found as we roll the bin to the curb.
He likes paper tube towels that he keeps in a little box. We like sorting the recycling and the green container, which is dirt and rocks. And we love the loud, loud sound that the green container makes when the rocks and dirt go bump on the ground. Ooh, the sound it shakes. We love that loud, loud trash can sound. We love that loud, loud trash can sound. It is so big, and ooh, it makes me proud to hear that loud, loud trash can sound.
He likes taking paper clips and pretending they're a rocket with a big old throttle. And you and me like taking the recycling bin, especially when it's full of bottles. If I've just had a book club, oh, you know he's feeling fine. Because clickety-clackety-clackety-clack, I'm taking out all that wine.
It gives us that loud, loud recycling bin sound. We love that loud,
loud recycling sound.
I wanna dump all the glass onto the ground and just smash around, cause it gives me that loud, loud recycling bin sound. And don't forget, when it's battery day, we save all those batteries for the 15th of May, the day when the government says you can give us all of your batteries. It's basically a holiday for me.
Ooh, batteries, double A or D.
Battery day.
Battery day, it's like a holiday to me. You have to recycle them wisely. Oh, you have to do it on the 15th. Battery day, battery day. Battery day, battery day.
We love that loud, loud battery day sound. We love that loud,
loud
battery day sound. Just the sound of multiple sizes of batteries, battery rattling around.
We love that sound.
We love that sound.
We love that sound.
God, I love battery day so much. What day is it today?
Oh no.
My gosh.
Oh, we missed it.
We missed it. May 16th.
Oh,
battery day. We have to store our batteries for a whole nother year. What am I going to do? Take them one by one to the Best Buy and put them in the tiny slot in their foyer? I don't think so.
Hey, boss. Boss, could I make a small suggestion that we make the battery slot just a little bit bigger? Should we make the battery slot a little bit bigger? And I feel like if we made some more signage to sort of encourage people, hey, it's a great place to recycle your batteries.
Michael, the people of this town, they do so love holding on to their batteries so very, very tightly. They do so love to covet those batteries and keep them in their homes, Michael. You would deny them there by making... I mean, I know that we here at Best Buy, a family company. We here at Best Buy love doing our part to keep the world a greener, leaner space, which is why we have the paper bin, and we have the old cell phone bin, and we have the battery bin. But if we make the battery bin bigger, we're going to have to make the cell phone bin bigger.
Well, would we, sir? Do you think that at this point cell phones have kind of achieved sort of a normalized size and that slot's fine? But people in the massive batteries that they're trying to recycle? I mean, normally when you're recycling a phone, it's maybe one phone per every 2 years for the average customer versus batteries, sir, of all sizes and shapes that we just have this one universal slot for. And I know that myself, if I sleep on May 15th, battery day, then,
Michael.
Well, then I got a big old bag of batteries.
Oh my, they're nothing worse. I can't even imagine what it would feel like to sleep through battery day and have a big old bag of batteries and nowhere to take it. Michael,
yes,
before
sir?
You say anything else.
Okay, sir.
You passed the test.
What, sir?
I was waiting for someone to bring innovation to this here franchise Best Buy because I am an old and southern man and I'm getting ready to leave this post of the Best Buy to the next generation.
Oh my gosh, Michael, is this some sort of Willy Wonka situation?
It's exactly like a Willy Wonka situation, Mike. I'm glad you picked up on that. I guess what I'm saying is you are the best guy to take this Best Buy. Just give it your best try and you'll be fine. 'Cause you are the best guy and you passed my test. Why I was so excited to have you as a find. You'll be the best man, you passed my test and you're gonna do so very fine. When the people come inside your Best Buy, they'll know that it is their time. And Michael, they'll like you to a brand new shining passing by star through the sky, 'cause it's your Best Buy.
I should have known when I woke up in the blue polo I picked it that this would lead me on a path to my golden ticket. And I should have known when you fired Mike TV for underselling
always sitting around on the stoop, eating everything in the vending machine. And Violet Beauregard, she made it too hard. She had two ears, but nothing in between.
And the other one also.
Forget the other one also. The other one was also bad.
She was a spoiled brat, I remember that. And I will remember with my best try, 'cause it's my Best Buy.
You are the best guy for this Best Buy. And now I'll get into my great obsidian elevator and wow. shoot into the sky.
Oh, bye, sir.
You'll never see me again.
Bye, goodbye. Sir. Wow, I can't believe I've been made owner and operator and manager of this Best Buy. Oh, boy, I'm going to need a...
Oh, hello. It is me, Augustus Gloop. I would so very much like my job back. Please, could you give it to me?
What are you eating right now?
Oh, a printer cartridge from the recyclable printer cartridge machine because it looked drippy and brown like the chocolates I love so very much.
I don't know, Augustus.
Okay, here's my resume.
All right, I'll look over it.
It's sticky.
We'll get back to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, and all right, let's see. We got TVs here. We got video games. You know.
Hi, it's me, Mike TV. Give me my job back, please.
I don't know, Mike TV.
I just want to get paid to stand in front of this big flat-screen TV and play my favorite game, Call of Duty, More Guns 3.
No.
Call of Duty, More Guns 3, now with more guns.
Mike TV, you can't do that while you're working. And it's really, it's a pretty violent game. We have all kinds of families walking around the store.
Fine, well, here's my resume. It's got... tears in it from when I punched it with my fist.
Okay,
bye.
We'll get back to you, Mike TV. Okay. Oh, I know. Well, here she comes first. It's Violet Beauregard.
Who said my name? Violet Beauregard.
Is it you, Violet Beauregard, or Veruca
what?
Salt?
Oh.
The other one also.
Who?
Veruca Salt.
Say that name again?
She's the one
I've never heard of her.
Oh, really? Oh, you're Violet Beauregard?
I'm Violet Beauregard.
Oh, well, hi, how are you?
Veruca Salt's the very rich one.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
But different.
Yeah, I guess I just got confused, but maybe your voice sort of changed after you got deflated from being a big blueberry.
I was a big blueberry before I worked at this Best Buy.
Yeah.
Now I'm a normal-sized blue woman.
Yeah.
No longer a girl.
Well,
now
it's convenient that you always look like you're in your uniform. So if you want to give me your resume, I'll consider hiring you back. Because I think you were more just sassy and liked trying candy. And that
I love to try candy.
Yeah.
I love to try all sorts. I'm an early adopter of candy and technology. I feel that I would be good for this Best Buy because I've used most of the products in it.
Okay, well, give me your resume. I'll reconsider. But
would
you
like
Veruca
to know a list of the things I've put in my mouth?
I guess so. But really quick, you Veruca Salt behind her.
Who, me?
Yeah, you cannot come back because you're straight up mean.
I'll never come back. Daddy, buy me a Best Buy.
There you go. That's the one. We knew her. All right, but go ahead. Yeah, Violet, you can tell me all the things you've put in your mouth.
I've put candies in my mouth. I've put vegetables in my mouth. I've put breads and pastas and quinoa and other kinds of grains. I put this Logitech mouse in my mouth.
Okay.
I put these Blu-ray DVDs in my mouth.
Huh.
I put this whole section of home good washing machines in my mouth. Although, to be honest, the washing machines wouldn't fit in my mouth, so I lick them. This is my favorite washing machine. I picked them. And this is a stacking dryer that goes on top of this washing machine. I also licked it, and I licked the space in between.
Okay, well, listen. I think you should go. I think you should go. You gave me a long list of things you've eaten and products you licked and so. I think you should go.
Fine, I'll go. I will leave this Best Buy never to return.
Excellent.
With dreams and sadness of the things I never licked, I will yearn. I will dream of licking the flat screens and also the printer ink. Not the ink, but the package outside of the ink. Things I've put in my...
I think mouth. You should go.
Bye.
I won't even lick this little boy's bag of batteries that he's trying to shove through this slot up here as I leave on my way out.
Okay, with his
parents
good.
Behind him.
Yes, good.
Goodbye, never to return.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead, Georgie. Go ahead, put the big bag of batteries into the underwhelmingly small slot.
Just remember, Georgie, you can put any. You can put all of the batteries in. Well, I guess you'll have to do it. You'll have to take them out of the bag. Because the bag, yep. There's, no matter how much you push the bag, it's not going to go in.
Don't put the whole bag in, sweetheart.
Bud, don't put. Bud.
Oh, hi, folks. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hello. Michael?
Yes, you read
Michael,
that right.
We're just trying to put. I'm sorry. I forgot my glasses. And so it just took me longer to read the
name.
That's
quite all right, sir.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. There used to be an old Southern man mm-hmm. who worked here. And he would sort of help me when I forgot battery day and needed to recycle all
sure.
these Bud, you're not going to fit the whole... You're not going to fit the whole bag in, Bud. Take
I'm
it, you gotta
trying to tell him, okay. sweetheart. Just do it one at a time.
Our son is trying to... We forgot battery day.
Oh, no. You and slept so on battery day?
I know. You don't have to tell me. I feel like a real who's who. A real guess who. And you pop up all of the who's and they're all... people with eggs on their face.
Oh my gosh, what an impossible game to play.
Right? They all look the same. Do you have egg on your face? Yes, it's all of them.
Oh,
it's
that's
me.
Tough. Yeah, that's really not going to dwindle those down fast enough.
Do you
enough.
Have a copy of Guess Who? Do you sell board games here at the Best Buy?
I feel like we have a very small selection of some board games, yeah.
Hmm.
Probably more like intense, highly designed ones for adults.
Like Catan?
Yeah, I feel like maybe
like
Catan.
Like Carcassonne?
Yeah. A few
like
of those.
Pandemic.
Yeah, a few of those. Yeah. Twilight Struggle. It's a two-person.
Oh, I haven't heard of that. What's that one?
That's a two-person game about the Cold War. So you just
really?
Take, yeah.
You interesting.
Take, it's a two-person. Yeah, you take turns. One of you is the USSR. The other one is the United States. And it's just
oh my gosh.
It's a game
of. Do you fight over who gets to be the United States? I'm sorry. I want to hear the end of that sentence. And I keep cutting you off. It's a game of what?
Well, it's just like a game where you get to play the Cold War. That's all. That's it.
I lived the Cold War, so I don't feel a strong desire to play the Cold War.
Sure.
But I feel a weak desire to play the Cold War.
Well, I'll tell you that the average game round takes about 5.5 hours. It's just you and one other person.
If I didn't have a kid, I would play that game with... hold on. Is that hiring sign current?
Yes, sir.
Because my... I would love to play a 5.5 hour board game with my wife, who I love very, very much, but we're sort of constantly dealing with our son, who has a box of trash, and that would imply that he's young, but he's actually of legal working age, and I think that maybe he would be a good candidate for working here.
So you want him to work at the Best Buy so that he's out of your house for 5.5 hours so you can play Cold War with your wife?
That's sort of the subtext. I think there's probably other reasons why it would be good for him to have a sort of summer
job. Oh, sure, yeah. It's good responsibility, socialization, building some team skills.
I mean, I would be willing to bet that you had summer jobs. Just by the way that you're talking to me right now, you seem like a young man who's firmly on the right track.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, I myself am only just barely working age. This was my summer job, but I passed some sort of unseen gauntlet, and now I run this whole store. It's a real Willy Wonka. It's a real Willy Wonka / Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
This is your Best Buy.
This is my Best Buy.
Oh my word.
Oh my, it's my Best Buy.
That's great.
Is it?
Did you come
up
with that?
I don't know.
No,
is it okay?
I like it. I think you should put it on one of those big signs and hang it up.
I don't know. I don't want to kind of like lead with ego here. You know, I'm trying to just be the best guy for the Best Buy.
God, you are absolutely the right person to do this job.
I've never heard
a leader say that. I think you're a natural leader. I think if you just sort of like, do you trust your gut? I run my own company, so I think, I'm just saying, I think you're going to be great at this. And I think you should hire my son. And I think I will buy that board game.
Okay. Great. And if you want to tell your son to please stop shoving the whole bag, I haven't widened
but
the slot
it's not
yet.
Gonna, it's not going to fit. I'll
you're
go talk
saying
to him. I'm sorry.
Naturally, I lead just naturally, just doing what's in me. I find the way. I'm leading naturally, just using what's in me to naturally see. What to do. So if I'm trusting gut that I got. Then I have to whine in this battery slot. Oh, puncher, 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 open the slot. Puncher, 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 open the slot. Use my natural instincts that trust what I got as I puncher, 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 open the slot.
Now, my son, all the batteries will fit inside the battery slot, like my schedule has opened so wide. Take this job application, fill it all out. You're gonna work at this Best Buy, of that I have very little doubt.
And you can do it, son. You can do it, it's just the trick. Just fill in your skills like you filled in with that chip clip. We know you can do it, just trust what's inside. We can see you can do it naturally. Cause this kid, puncher, 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 open the slot. Puncher, puncher, open up the slot.
What am I to do? Who'd have thought today I would find a brand new...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
New path, a brand new way. The batteries didn't fit before, but now they fit just fine. Working at this Best Buy is a thing so divine. You punch, open the slide. You at this Best Buy owned by this new man. Will the parents get to play their Cold War board game? Will it take a full 5.5 hours? Find out when we return to the second half of The Best Guy for the Best Buy, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left, Michael had just become the best guy at the Best Guy. Wait, best guy for the Best Buy. And was hiring young Georgie, a collector of trash, while his parents scooted off away to perhaps play a board game. And also, those other four kids from Willy Wonka are around, maybe? Find out what happens when we return to the second half of The Best Guy for the Best Buy. The musical.
Mr. Boss Man?
Oh, yeah. You can call me Michael. I think we are even in, like, we were in chemistry together. I think we're just...
Oh, yes. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's sort of crazy. You.
You're the one that got the perfect score on that...
The colloids quiz.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could remember what those are. I did not do good on that quiz.
You know, it was sort of like, it's just a quiz, you know. It ended up being such a small part of our grade, but Ms. Rayburg really wanted to make a big deal of that.
She made a production about it. It was like the closest thing to a parade that's happened at the school.
Yeah,
before.
It was strange. It was strange.
It was weird.
I think she just thought that it was a particularly onerous quiz, but for some reason, I was like just able to kind of cement what colloids were at that time, but you know, now we're in the thick of summer and my brain's full of Best Buy knowledge.
I feel you, man. Have you picked up Call of Warfare 3, more guns?
No, not yet. I'm more about like being here at the Best Buy and running it rather than like, you know, buying things here.
It's good. Also, the more I play it, the more I'm like, I don't know how great this is for our culture. Not that like video games create violence, but they certainly reflect our obsession with it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I was sort of like organizing the new washing machines and dryers that we got for that home goods section.
Whoa,
of the
you
big
were
store
organizing
that is for
these? Because those are heavy.
Yeah, but like I just sort of pretend that they're like my big friends and then they like sort of do some of the work by themselves,
wow,
you know?
Wow, Georgie, this looks amazing.
Thanks.
My eye has never popped somewhere in this section before. I'm always like, why do we have these? Shouldn't we sort of narrow our focus? But this is incredible. I feel like I'm walking in like an ancient city.
Yeah, that was sort of the idea. It was like, you come in and you like are greeted by all these like statuesque machines, you know?
Yeah.
So let me tell you kind of what I was thinking. It's like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, but appliances. It's like a great work of art for boys and girls. It's here in this Best Buy for all to enjoy. The 10th wonder of the world. It's like
works of art, but modern machines, and each one's a big strong friend. And you open the doors and they open their souls, and you want to take them home in the end. Big mechanical friends, they are just big mechanical friends, helping you wash your dishes and socks till the end. Big mechanical friends. That was sort of the vibe I was going for.
Wait, okay, They're sort of conjuring up like beautiful architecture and city, but you said that you see them as your friends? I don't know, Georgie. It feels like those are maybe two different things. I feel like maybe you have a... It's like if you said, oh yeah, here and I'll greet ya. Here are like the pyramids standing at Giza. Or yes, if I was like, oh wow, I'm looking up like this is a Colossus of Rhodes. Or maybe the Lost Library of Alexandria. But no, you're more like, I wanna hang out with these washers and dryers.
Yeah.
More like you wanna hang out with these washers and dryers.
You just described my big historical friend. The pyramid is my big historical friend. And you know me and the Colossus would be tight till the end. He's my big historical friend. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, hanging out with me from dusk till dawn. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, me and him just chowing down on a pizza. And the Sphinx. And I think would be cool to do together in that hot Egyptian weather all day. Anything can be your big, big friend. Your big, 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 big friend.
Sing a friend anywhere till the end. Anything can be your big, big friend. I don't fully understand you, Georgie, even though I thought that I did, but
you're not
you're
not the only one.
Oh, really?
Everyone that's okay. Everyone says, like, Georgie, why'd you put googly eyes on that stapler and call him Mr. Chompins Connect? And I say, it's more fun to me to staple papers together when it's just me and Mr. Chompin Connect hanging out.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. I guess, like, you know, I didn't really perceive at school that maybe you don't really have, like, a lack for human friends. So it's sort of like you just insist on seeing everything as your friend. Yeah. That's really sweet and great. And if it means that you stack those stackable washers and dryers in this really sort of avant-garde, beautiful sculpture garden, I think that's awesome. And if you could sort of like extend this, that you could think of this store in general as your friend, that would be great. And well, honestly, I just hope you don't get too busy looking at like the flat screens or the Logitech mouses as your friend, or Logitech mice, I guess. And could also look at, you know, me as your friend.
Oh, yeah. I guess if the whole Best Buy is my friend, then I don't need to have each individual aspect of the Best Buy give them that sort of like individual friend attention. And if you run the Best Buy, I sort of treat you. I mean, like you said, I do have other human friends. I guess you could be my normal-sized human friend.
Just a regular-sized human friend.
All sizes are normal for human beings, and you would be my human friend. We could eat pizza like me in the Tower of Pisa, and hang out like the Gardens of Babylon. But I could actually see you, 'cause I've never actually been abroad. I just know these things from the internet and imagining on my lawn. But you, Michael, I think that we should hang out, and we could should do something fun. Like, I don't know, playing a board game. There's lots of things we could do, no doubt. But not now, because now we're inside of my friend. And we work in the friend, and also you are my friend. We are friends inside friends inside friends.
Friends inside friends.
Friends inside friends.
Friends inside friends inside friends inside friends inside friends inside friends inside friends inside
friends.
Well, Jared, I actually think that I should be the USSR.
I agree, but I felt weird saying it to you because I didn't want you to think I was painting something onto it that
I just think Joanne. I just think I do better in the cold than you.
Oh,
and
gosh,
I like the ballet more than you. And I prefer vodka more than you.
Bleh,
and
icky.
I like bears more than you. And I like sort of Coptic Christian influenced art more than you.
And not for nothing, but you're the one that installed the fence around our house.
That's right.
And hung up our curtains.
That's right. And
so you are more involved with walls and curtains than I am.
Is that a Russian thing? Oh, sure, the Iron Curtain. Got it.
The Iron Curtain. Well, I don't know what I was thinking of with wall.
I don't know either, but I took it in stride, which is just like that. No. Well, I mean, listen. Power is evil, and we're both going to gamble over it, so there's no real good guy, bad guy, right?
I guess we don't have... I mean, the mechanics of the game will stay the same regardless of what we call the sides, right?
Oh, let's call the sides Battery Day and Not Forgetting Battery Day.
Well, they feel like they would be on the same side, Joanne. I feel like that would be like if one side was... I don't know a lot about sports. Well, if one side was the Los Angeles Lakers and the other side was the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you see what I mean?
Sure. That would be...
But I'm sure there are other things that we could call them.
Yeah, okay,
Here's one. What if one side was Team Acoustic Guitars and the other side is the... Team Strings of the Acoustic Guitar. Nope, I messed it up. Nope, I messed it up. You try.
Okay, Oh, I got it. Since we're playing the Cold War and we want to make it not harder, why don't you be ice and I'll be frozen water? Nope.
Pretty good, but closer. I think we're on to something
there.
Okay. What if I am Team December 25th and your team Christmas Day?
No! What if I am a hall and you are a hallway? No, that won't work either way.
What if I am Team Pink Panther and you are Team Big Cat? But the cat's not a cat, the cat is light red. Nope, that is the same as that.
How can this be told? How can we pick a new, better war to be called? How can this be told?
How can we pick a better war than cold?
Okay,
we're gonna get it.
We're gonna get it. Okay. What if I was a crepe and you were a really thin fringe pancake?
What if I was a normal pancake and you were team thicker French pancake? No, we messed it up. What if I was team ice cream and you were team gelato?
Oh, that is different enough. There is a difference I know. One of them has eggs, I think one of them has eggs. One of them has eggs, I think one of them has eggs. And if one of them doesn't have eggs, we'll just say one has eggs. One of them has eggs.
Which, but one of them has eggs.
I'll be gelato.
And I'll be ice cream. Or should I be sorbet?
Ooh, that's even more different.
Or should I be Italian sorbet?
Or should I be the USSR?
You be the USSR and I'll be America.
Okay. That took an hour and a half.
It's so hard. Not having a job. Being hungry for chocolates all day long. I wish my friends were here, but they are not here.
Who, me? Mike TV?
Oh, hello, Michael TV.
Sorry, you might have missed me because I'm still super small. Remember that?
Yeah, you got small and you never got big, which is something I don't think about. You're small now and forever.
Yeah, remember that? I'm real small. They think they might stretch me out, but I don't know. Right now, I'm real small.
I got stuck in a pipe, and now I'm afraid of pipes. I can't play the Mario games because of all the times he jumps into the pipes.
Oh,
weirdly, I still love chocolate, even though that was sort of the inciting incident for me, Augustus Gloop.
Well, if you played Mario Odyssey, there's not that many pipes in that, right?
I haven't. I don't have a... What's that? What system was that for? The Switch, I think.
The Switch.
Mario Odyssey.
I think you could also play it on the Wii U, potentially.
Maybe it was one of those late releases, sort of like Zelda
Breath
of the Wild.
Like Zelda Breath of the Wild.
It came out for both.
For the Switch, but you could play it on the... Yeah.
You can play it on the... It's so nice of Nintendo to backwards release some of their new properties so that people who have already invested significant funds in the new... In the older one can still play the newest games with a slightly lower resolution and graphic quality.
Wait, it's so crazy that I'm tiny, though.
You're very small. Is it hard for you to play video games now, being so small? I bet there are many things that are very hard to do because you're small, just like there's many things that are hard for me to do now that I got stuck in a pipe.
Yeah, being small, playing video games is a full-body workout. I have to stretch my hand out to hold A down while I put the joystick between my knees and do some core work as I wiggle it around. I'm just a tiny boy who loves TV, but my video games have made me Jack C. A six-pack, a tiny six-pack on a tiny teeny boy.
And... Pipes have not made me strong. My fear of pipes, there's so many things I cannot do. For example, there is one weapon I can't choose if I'm trying to solve the answer to Clue. And I also can't smoke the hookah. And I also can't smoke marijuana, even though I wanna. There's almost nothing I would rather do. Could try it again, I would do better, I would pass the test. If I knew not to eat the chocolate river or slurp the printer cartridges, maybe I would work at this Best Buy, and maybe I would have a friend. That's really all I want at the end of the day, but pipes will be my end. Dig holes in the woods.
Holes in the woods.
To use the bathroom. Holes in the woods. I have to dig holes in the woods.
Holes in the woods.
Oh, so many holes. It is hard to dig holes in the woods.
Holes in the woods.
Holes in the woods. Because
it's
I can't.
No good. Holes in the woods. Why Best Buy?
Well, you can carry me around in your pocket if you want. I'm your friend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like a pocket pal?
I have to go to the woods real quick.
Okay, I'm not going for that.
I will cover up the top of the pocket so you can't see.
Okay.
Or I can leave you here.
Yeah, why don't you scurry and come back?
Or you could help me overcome my fear of indoor plumbing. Even though I can't see the pipes, I know they are.
Oh, yeah, that's probably better. Why don't I'll stand on the back of the bowl for you and I'll say it's all good, Augustus.
But this Best Buy doesn't even want us to come inside. But it's the nearest bathroom for miles. It's just this Best Buy, surrounded by woods and in a neighborhood about 5 miles away.
Oh, yeah, I guess this is... Well, you can still go in as a customer, Augustus.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, just go on in.
Ding dong, hello, Augustus Gloop. Here to use the bathroom and not a hole in the woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yes. You could just go ahead and ask our cashier for the bathroom code. Or I'll just tell you to. I'll tell it to you.
No, I will do. I don't want to fail any more tests. I was given directions by two very whimsical old men, and I did bad both times. First was the Willy Wonka, and next was the southern man whose name I never quite got. Might have also been Willy Wonka, now that I think about it. They sounded exactly the same.
And they both did that flip into the cane trick.
They both were hobbling around like, oh, I can't walk, and then they can walk, and they fooled me both times.
And they both were Gene Wilder.
Hello, cashier?
Yeah?
What? May I have the code for the Best Buy restroom?
Oh, yeah, of course. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I will remember
it. It's 90210. Oh,
like the TV show?
What?
Like the... Michael TV?
What?
That's not just me, right? That's a TV show thing?
Oh, yeah, that's totally a TV show. I think,
Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah, it's also a zip code. I think that this cashier is just too young to get the ref.
How old are you, cashier?
Me? I'm 16.
Yeah. Do you ever lick the cartridges?
What?
Do you ever lick the cartridges?
Get out of here, you creep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted someone to...
Michael, this guy just asked me if I lick the cartridges.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, man. Michael, I already told him the code. He straight up... His second question was, do you ever lick the cartridges? And also, I think he had a tiny boy in his pocket. Michael, what's happening in this Best Buy?
Michael, what's going on in this Best Buy? A tiny boy in another boy's pocket, and that boy wants to lick all the cartridges?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I thought I was the weirdest one here, but I guess not by a long shot, huh?
I guess maybe not by a long shot. I think you just like to anthropomorphize objects and put googly eyes on things, and Augustus...
Yeah. I did, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay.
I put some googly eyes, not on any of the products, but on the Geek Squad counter.
Okay.
So that the counter is Mr. Plopping Stuff Down. Mr. Plopping Stuff Down. The counter for all your Geek Squad repairs if you're doing a Geek Squad repair in store.
Yeah, okay, Georgie. I feel like, you know, basically the things that you want to do don't really actually affect, like, the commerce of the store. So it's all fine by me. I will say... What? Go ahead.
I was going to say maybe, like... I felt so much better when someone just sort of accepted me for my weirdness and gave me parameters for a socially acceptable places to use that weirdness. And that maybe that's what that boy that wants to lick the cartridges needs. He just needs, like, boundaries, you know, that he's not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe the little TV boy is the same. Maybe they're just full-blown weirdos who are beyond sort of redemption.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope they're not beyond redemption, Georgie, but I will say Kristen is within her right to say, please don't ask me if I lick cartridges, perfect stranger.
I thought it was weird when he asked how old she was.
Well, I don't know. That was a little pertinent to the conversation about if a show was within your reference base or not.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. See, there was a context for that question, and then when there was no context for licking cartridges, well, it just creeped Kristen out. It did,
maybe,
and thank you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Maybe we just, like, clearly his behavior is not appropriate in a Best Buy, but it is if he's an ice cream taster, you know? So, like, lid for every pot scenario.
Yeah, and it would be, like, appropriate if he was at, like, a club for ink cartridge lickers.
Yes, or if he was at a competition to see who could get their tongue frozen to a very cold pole the fastest.
Or if he was just, like, someone who really liked licking stuff and putting things in their mouth. You know, like, my best friend, Veruca, she had a bounce because she was a big berry, but, like, she loved putting stuff in her mouth.
She's your best friend?
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Whoa. Yeah, well, she's pretty cool. Like, I think upon reexamination, you'd be like, for sure, runner-up for that. You know what I mean? Like,
Veruca Salt?
No, no. What? Violet Beauregard. Did I misspeak? I meant Violet Beauregard. Veruca is my frenemy. Their names are very similar.
What up, girl? Are you off your shift yet?
Okay, is this my friend or my frenemy?
Yes, I'm your friend.
Okay, thank goodness.
I am Violet Beauregard.
This girl's wild. And what's she's up? Put so many things in her mouth.
Hell yeah, you want to hear about them?
That's okay. I kind of already heard about them.
Have you put ink cartridges into your mouth or even licked them with the outside? You, I know you. And you, you're the friend of the person I know. And you, I talked to both of you and you didn't give me a job here.
Yeah, and we were all together this morning and we worked at this store together for a month, all undergoing secret tests from Gene Wilder.
I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Thanks to the help of Michael TV and his kind and and bolstering words.
I watched the pipes.
I have used the bathroom and not a hole in the woods. And I feel very good about it. And it makes me feel like if I can do that, Augustus, what else can't you do?
That's so great, man.
So I'm now taking input on things that I can do better because I can now tackle those things.
Okay, well, I'm the cashier, and we talked for 1 second, and the second thing you asked me is if I ever licked an ink cartridge, and I want to tell you...
didn't answer.
That made me feel weird. You can't ask strangers if they lick things, because it's not appropriate.
Noted. I hear you. I will try to do better in the future. Thank you.
Chill.
Anyone else have notes? Notes for Augustus Gloop?
I personally felt like, when I tried to accept you back into the store, I also, like, I wanted to be accepting, and then I also feel like I'm excited for your breakthrough, and I think you should also sort of, like, just take it day at a time, and maybe also look at the fact that chocolate was definitely a part of it, you know, just sort of, like, own the whole situation for yourself. That's more of advice.
I think I now should definitely go to therapy for the near-death experience I had and my possibly difficult relationship with food and how I use it in sort of my self-medication.
Hey.
Thank you.
Overall, you guys, I know it was just this morning that we all sort of got, you three got kicked out of this store, and, well, four of you got kicked out of the store, and I was just sort of given the store, but I felt like that testing process was pretty messed up.
The one here or the chocolate factory one? Or both of them?
Well, I can only speak to my experience here at the Best Buy, but yeah, the chocolate factory one also sounded terrible.
Well done, young man. You've passed my second test.
Gene Wilder!
Realizing that the tests are pretty messed up to begin with. Yes, it's me, Gene Wilder, a southern gentleman. I don't need this cane at all. I throw it away.
Wow! Amazing! Sir, thank you for admitting it, but why'd you make us do it?
Because, Michael, anyone that is giving you tests and not telling you that they're giving you tests, they're playing games. We shouldn't play games with each other. We should just be honest with each other. But that's something I didn't realize until I got to the top of where that great obsidian elevator was taking me, that I had built by a series of indigenous people that used to work at the chocolate factory, the Oompa Loompas. I believe there's a backstory where I find them on an island at some point.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like deep Willy Wonka lore. I don't want to get too far into it. They're a willing workforce. That part of it is important. Anyway, they built an elevator, and I said, just make the end of the elevator go anywhere but where I want it to go, but I didn't tell them where as a test. And as a result, that elevator didn't go anywhere. Because when you're testing people, you're not being honest with each other.
I think I follow.
Me too. I sort of was making it up as I go along, if I'm being entirely honest. Well, I'm not maybe the best person that you should look to.
Yeah.
I heard a bunch of kids, and I didn't realize that until later.
I'm starting to realize that. And also I'm starting to realize that school starts in a week, and I'm taking a lot of AP classes, and I probably actually need to quit this job. But I hope that...
Well, then who will I work with?
Oh, well...
Oh, wait, do I also have to go back to school?
I don't know, Georgie. That's based on your own ability to balance your school work and your work, you know?
No ability to balance them. It's one or the other for me.
Well, then I would say maybe, yeah, you should focus on your schoolwork for now.
Okay, then, Michael, This is my 2 weeks notice, 'cause I have to go back to school. But I would still like to be your friend, even though I'm not your employee. Would that be cool?
This is your 2 weeks notice, that in 2 weeks we'll still be friends. 'Cause this is just the beginning, and just 'cause work's come to an end doesn't mean that you can't be the best guy to be my best friend. You can't be the best guy.
My 2 weeks' notice is that I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm not going to lick things or ask if people lick things. I'm going to be a new friend with you, Michael TV.
And this is your 2 weeks' notice that you help me feel tall. And
my 2 weeks' notice. We've been playing this board game, Joanne, for 2 weeks. We need to go pick up our son from the Best Buy. I'm sure he's fine.
And this is your 2 week notice that I love you. Gelato and sorbet.
You are the best guy.
You are the best guy.
To be my best friend.
To be my best friend.
This is my 2 weeks' notice to hang out with you, girl, now. Get off of your shift as a cashier and get over here.
Violet! Violet, no notice needed. No notice needed, girl. Oh my gosh, look everyone.
Everywhere we look, oh what a surprise. Everything in here has googly eyes. Everywhere we look, oh what a surprise. Everywhere we look, oh it has googly eyes.
Me, I put eyes on things on the PlayStation 4 and the TV screen, because one thing's I've learned, a lesson from the air, friends are everywhere. You are my friend, and you are my friend, and you are my friend.
Everywhere can be every, every.
That was The Best Guy for The Best Buy, the musical. Copyright. You can't sue us. And it's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And it's not different. Willy Wonka. And it's different. And we know it. And it's different.
And, that's Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. That's Brett on the frets. That's Dana Wickens, Wicks on the sticks. That's all of you for listening. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so, so much for listening, enjoying Off Book 3.5 with us. We love you so much, and as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you got a bag of googly eyes,
then you got a bunch of friends, guys.
That's right. Bye.
Look around. You You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.